I think the route we're going, we have all signed up for that, and that will not change. Is it sometimes helpful to have maybe one more in a unit, one more or two more in two units experienced player? I think that would help us. But our DNA will not change. Majority of our players and signings will be young, will be possible sales objects. That's what we try to do. We try to develop players to get results and also sell the youngest squad. Not in the moment, not the youngest starting 11, but the youngest squad. That are the facts. That is what we have signed up, and then you can't not worrying or being too disappointed when you be a little bit inconsistent, when you do one or two many mistakes than last year. Last year we didn't play all the time fantastic football, but we had the know-how, the experience, robustness to get it over the line, to get draws over the line, to get wins over the line. And in the moment we are a little bit naive in certain situations that we will work on. Would I like to get the point at Shrewsbury, because that would have been really good scum for Shrewsbury to get something out of both games. That was a bitter lesson against Shrewsbury, because we didn't deserve that. My players, what they have put in, how they performed, didn't deserve that defeat. But Shrewsbury had them in the moment, have the momentum for them, and they worked really hard to get that momentum, and they got the lady luck on their side. But in general, I think we just need to continue working hard. Starts today. We had yesterday off today, and then we are in till the game on Saturday, and we are ready.
You're pretty much yourselves on Oxford. Have a very similar record this season so far, so you're expecting quite a tough one.
I can, after seeing them now twice, I can always say people from Fleetwood come to the stadium, I think they will become goals on both sides.
You think there's some areas where you can exploit them?
Yes, and but they are also very good going forward, so I think it will be an entertainment match.
Just before I let you go, in terms of you don't like to speak too much about injuries, but squad-wise, are you looking in quite good shape?
Conor McElhaney is back now, he's playing now, he started games. We're still not 100% fit, but we don't expect that. It will come eventually, it will take a little bit of time, but apart from that, we are fine.